Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Giles steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Garden Hire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Foster reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. Staub moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Raines reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards third. Brooks makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garden Hire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Garden Hire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garden Hire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garden Hire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Cromartie chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Flynn. Flynn fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Flynn. Hodges goes all the way around to score. Foster moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Mills pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 2 in the game. Swan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Hodges moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Foster is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodges scores. Kingman moves to third. Foster moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kingman scores. Foster moves to third. Brooks moves to second. It's 7-2, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Brooks scores. Giles moves to second. It's 9-2, Mets. Ray Burris now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris spins and fires to second, and Giles is picked off. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos too. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing right field. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 9-3, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Charlie Pulleo now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Pulleo moves to third. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hodges is walked intentionally. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Cromartie moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromartie scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-4, Mets. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Mike Phillips. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. White moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wallace Johnson now playing second base. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.